Building and Scaling Online Courses with Davey Gravy. This is episode 47. Last episode, I talked about running low on cash, kind of over-investing, or maybe not over-investing, but maybe investing a little too quickly in some future projects when you got to take care of the current ones. So I'm going to give an update on that and tell you how that unfolded. So I am currently on my way to the Orlando airport. I live in Lakeland, so on a good day, it's like an hour away, but traffic in Orlando can be so bad that sometimes it can take like an hour and a half to get there, and then the airport can be ridiculous, so that can take like 2 hours sometime to get all the way in. Anyways, I'm left early. It's 6:30 in the morning right now. I'm going to Houston to go to the Energy, Drones, and Robotics Summit. We have several energy customers in the energy industry, whether it's like power companies or oil and gas companies. And just trying to go to learn more about how drones can help them out. Maybe it'll inspire some future courses. Or maybe I'll meet some new customers. I don't know. So, wanted to record this, and it's been a little while since the last one, so here's an update. Last time I talked, I think I was talking about running low on cash. I had just been on a trip where I was with my wife. We dove in. Unfortunately, I hadn't been very vigilant about updating my net cash position, as I like to call it. I like to go through and I add up all my assets, basically, you know, cash assets, liquid assets, so all the cash I have in the bank accounts, and then I add all the cash that's incoming. So I add in like deposits in transit, so basically any sales I've made, but they're still kind of like on their way from the credit card company or Stripe. If there's an invoice that I'm 100% sure is going to get paid, I guess you can never be 100%, but if I'm like, oh, this is a sure enough thing to where I'm going to count it, I might sometimes include that, but a lot of times I leave invoices off there because clients sometimes change their mind. We don't give them access to the courses until they pay the invoice. So sometimes they, you know, are like, oh, actually, never mind. We don't want them anymore. And so they have to void the invoice. So I add up all that and then I subtract all of the stuff that I owe, my credit cards, current credit card payments. I subtract off any time by my employees and contractors, so I can look to see what time they've put in or what time I know they're going to work, and kind of add up, okay, here's what I currently owe everyone. Then there's another thing, like the money I paid my advertising guy, it's delayed like 2 months because we like to see what other purchases come in that were attributed, kind of attribute some of the purchases to the first click. So let's say somebody clicks on an ad and then 90 days later purchases, that gets attributed to the first click month, or at least a portion of it does. So that's how we divide that up. So his invoice comes in like 2 or 3 months after the month in which the performance was for. So I have to factor all that stuff in. So I basically want to say, hey, if right now everybody paid me all the money that they owed me, and then I paid all the money that I owe everyone else at this moment, credit cards, people, all that stuff, how much money would I have left? And then I take that number and then I subtract some stuff. I usually leave 12 grand as a base in my checking account. And then anything over that, I clear out. And I clear it out to the to my parent company, Davey Gravy Holdings. And that's how I run kind of like my cash. That's how I pay myself. So I kind of take whatever free cash flow that business has generated and I move it. Now, if I know I'm going to be investing more money, let's say like, oh, you know, I got these courses we're going to do and I need to pay this person, or, you know, I have a project coming up, I obviously adjust for that, or I'll build that in and I'll maybe leave more cash in the account. But I try to do this every 2 weeks or so. So long story short, I did this whole process and I got to the end and the final number was like -$1,000, which means, hey, you actually, according to the way I like to run my system, actually, I don't have any money to transfer up to the parent company. So it's like, oh, bummer. And so that kind of kicked me into action. I'm like, all right, well, what can I do to make some cash now? I've been focused on all these projects that are going to hopefully pan out in, you know, the fall of 2024 or kind of in a, you know, 6 to 18 months kind of time frame. But in, but while doing that, I neglected the current things that make me money now. So I refocused. So I thought, okay, what's a course that we have that we haven't maybe promoted in a while or that we haven't really done much with, right? Like, what assets do I have that maybe by just promoting them, I could make some money now, right? Like, you have stuff that typically you always have something that people want to buy and they just don't know about it, right? There's people out there that need what you have and but they don't know that you have it. So how can you connect those two dots? So we have a course called Drone to 1K, complete like business building program boot camp for people who want to start drone service businesses. So if you want to go fly your drone and make money with it on this, you know, either on the side or eventually full time, this will get you started. So it's for beginners. It's everything you need to, like, you know, website building, setting up the company, finding your first clients, picking a niche, locking everything in. We give a lot of like legal templates. We'll give you web. We've pre-built some websites that you can have. A lot of good stuff like that. So normally it's like $800 because we're literally giving you a website. We're giving you legal documents. We're helping you find your first clients. Just really shortcutting it for you. I actually heard somebody who didn't buy my course, and they didn't buy my course because they're like, oh yeah, I just paid somebody else to do all that stuff for me. I'm like, oh cool. How much did you pay? He's like, yeah, it was like $3,000, like $2,000 or $3,000. And so we were running a special on this course for like $400, give or take. So I guess you could pay someone else to do it for like $3,000, for all that stuff, or, you know, learn how to do it yourself, save a little money. So anyways, long story short, I said that again. I was like, this is the course we'll promote. Let's give this a shot. So we made a plan. Usually our stuff goes like, we figure out, okay, what's some type of beneficial free information or training we could give someone to get them to show up on a call, right? Like, what's a subject we could teach? And that relates to what we are going to be kind of promoting at the end. So a lot of people will come for the free thing, and then a small portion will actually buy your thing. And that's good. And then the rest of the people, hopefully, you got to design it to where it wasn't a total waste of their time, or else you're going to have negative goodwill going, right? You want the people that attend, even if they don't buy, to say, wow, that was really helpful. When David puts on another one of these little sessions, I'm going to come back to it. Maybe I'll buy it next time, or maybe something else, you know? You don't want to just make it a giant pitch fest. So one of the instructors for that course, Cody Retlick, friend of mine, he became a friend of mine through working together. He did this with me, and it worked out because he has created a software for drone pilots. And so he's like, hey, if I can tell them about my software too, this would be beneficial for both of us. So we jump on this call. I think we had like somewhere around 900 people register, I think we had about 300 something show up. And then we did a training on like, hey, here's how to succeed with the drone business in 2023. Gave a lot of examples and stories that Cody's done and some strategies he's used. So again, very helpful stuff. Honestly, I might use some of these tactics that he talks about. Talked about trading services. He basically got like $15,000 worth of free stuff at the Ritz-Carlton in Hawaii by offering to shoot some videos and photos for them. So I was like, oh sweet. So he loves trading services. So I'm trying to get some turf in my backyard. Maybe I'll use that strategy. But anyway, so we do this webinar. People enjoy it. We get all positive feedback, at least in the chat. Maybe people are grumbling behind my back. I don't know. But it was helpful information. Not a lot of pitching or anything on the call. And then we say, hey, well, if you want to do this, you know, you got two options. I guess you got three options. You could just try to do it yourself without getting any help or education, and you know, that might work, right? It worked for Cody. It just took him several years to kind of get it figured out and get it off the ground. So that's an option if you want to do that. No big deal. Go for it yourself. The faster option is, you know, you pay some money, you join a course and system like we have, it's pretty battle tested. It works. You know, it's designed by somebody who's making a bunch of money already doing this, and you can get in on that for a reasonable price. Or the third option, which I guess I didn't really say this in there because I just thought about it now, would be, you know, pay somebody else to do it. Maybe that costs $3,000, $2,000, who knows? And then you actually got to find the person to do it, and are they going to do it the way you want it? And, you know, a lot of things with that. So you kind of give that, you know, spiel and say, or for those of you who want the extra assistance, all right, you want the proven roadmap, here's how you get it. So we made an offer, and we sold out pretty quickly on, we had certain tiers of discounts, and we offered only a certain number of people the highest discount, and then it kind of declined from there. But I think we made 20, something around 20 sales on the call, and there were only approximately 200 people when we pitched that were on the call. So I think that was a conversion rate of around 10%, which is honestly pretty decent. Anyways, from that total promotion, I think we sold 45 courses, anywhere from $400 to $500. And I don't know what the total math is on that, but I ended up, that ended up netting, we'll just say $15,000 to $20,000 just from that. And that kind of crossed over months a little bit. But right there, boom, just, you know, a week's worth of effort in promoting and running some ads and doing some other things, I was able to generate $15,000 to $20,000 to go right into the checking account, which was pretty awesome. And then when I got with my accountant at the end of the month, I told her, hey, listen, don't expect a very heavy profit month this month. You know, we were spending a lot of money, we're doing a lot of things. So, you know, don't be shocked if it's lower than what you would expect. And then I get a message and she's like, David, you know, you said it was going to be low, but I'm worried that I missed something because it doesn't look low. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's better news. Good, you know, better news than the other way around. So we jump on a call. I was in North Carolina hanging out with some friends, which I'll talk more about that maybe on another one, a good little business retreat with my buddies. So we jump on a quick call and she's like, all right, well, you told me you weren't gonna make much money, but I'm showing here a net profit for the month of $23,000. Like, does that look right to you? And so I was like, huh, let's break it down. So we dove in and I looked and I was like, yeah, well, in that month, again, across months, so some of the sales came in June, but in that month, it's like, oh, I made $15,000 from that one course. That's good. And then a few of my other courses kind of ticked up towards the end of the month. So it was almost like all the other course sales paid for my expenses that month. And then this last course promotion, you know, put me over the edge to actually making money and being able to put that in the holding account and, you know, repay myself for the month that I just paid. So pretty cool. One of the things I love about being a business owner, one of the things I love about having digital assets and having the skill of knowing how to effectively market what you have, right? And, you know, and I gave people, you want to have offers that are really good, right? The goal is never to, I need money, so I'm just going to hawk a bunch of crap on people and sling it off to them and then hopefully never talk to them again. No, like when we pitched this, one of the agreements was, hey, if you join now, I will get on an office hours call with you every week for an hour to help you, to be there for you, to all this stuff. So I tell people, listen, I can't hide, because if you buy this course and it sucks, like, I have to see you every week, right? And so that's going to be really awkward for me. So I know it works. We have a lot of guarantees. So they get to test drive it for free for 7 days. So if they don't like it, they can ask for a refund in the first 7 days, get all their money back. And then after that, we do a 90-day guarantee to where, hey, if you do every single thing in this course, like you follow the plan, you do the assignments, you do all that stuff, and you don't make $1,000, which would be either about double their investment back, then we will refund you the entire cost of the program. I think we might let them keep it too. So we want to incentivize them to actually do it, because that's the biggest problem with online courses, is that people will sign up for, and I do it too. You get excited about a course, you think, oh, that's going to be great, I'm going to do that. You sign up for it. Maybe you're good at the beginning and then you trail off, you never finish. And so we want to provide the motivation. So if people are like, oh man, I want to be eligible to get my money back if this doesn't work, so I'm going to stick with it and keep going on it and stick with the plan. Because it's like, hey, I can provide you the plan. I can try to give you some accountability with office hours, and we have community and let them like talk to each other and brainstorm and all this stuff. But if you don't actually do the stuff, it's not gonna work. So, you know, we have to do that. I think we have yet to give someone a refund at all. So I don't think, actually, maybe some people have asked for a refund on the 7-day one, but nobody's gotten to the 90 days and said, hey, I followed your plan and it didn't work. So that's how you know that, hey, luckily or hopefully we have a good product there. So all that to say, you don't want to just sling crap on people, right? If it's outdated or, you know, be a sleazy salesperson. Your goal is, I have a product that works and is good. I just need to go find people who can benefit from what I have, right? And everyone I'm selling this course to, if they do the course, they should receive so much more benefit than they paid for it. I mean, shoot, I pay my accountant, I don't know, $100, $200 an hour, something like that. And I got him to go teach tons of videos in there and give tax advice. You know, I got my attorney to look over contracts and gave me the thumbs up to make those available in the course. I mean, think about it. Just those two things are probably worth $400. And then I paid someone to build a website. I think I paid them, you know, I don't know, $2,000 to do like a Squarespace website, but then I give that to everybody in the course where they can just swap out their information. At least the design and structure is there. So there's so much more value in this course than what they pay for it. So I feel good about selling it at the price point we do. But be creative. Think, what do I have? And if you don't have something that you can sell that's like great and you need money, think, you might be able to think, what service can I offer? If, do I have a skill that I'm good at where I can say, hey, I'm going to offer this deal. You know, maybe you buy a package, you get it at a lower price, or, you know, certain number of people get it at a certain price. There are always ways, or usually ways, to get some type of cash in the door quickly if you do targeted promotion on either an asset or skill that you have, or a digital product that you have that's good, that you just need to get out there. So don't be ashamed. Make sure you include stuff in your email that like allows them to opt out if they don't care about whatever it is, because you don't just be like slamming people with emails that are going to annoy them. So we usually try to put things at the top of our emails that are like, hey, we're going to be talking about drone business for the next week. If that sounds like that is going to annoy you or bore you to tears, please click here. And we won't send you any more emails about that, but you can stay on our email list for other things that you might enjoy. So it worked out. So I've got money now, or at least I got enough money to feel good and keep going. You know, some of our other sales are up from our other programs. So things are good. But that's the update. Thanks for riding along with the story. And you get out there, crush it, do what you need to do. Talk to you later.